Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me today. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited about having our next guest back on the show. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. She's the lady who wrote the book. She's the lady who came up with the rules for living. If life is a game, these are the rules. Some decades ago, when she was only about four, she wrote these things, I think. And they circled the globe long before the internet was around for things to circle the globe with. And I think Ann Landers may have published them, and nobody knew who wrote these things. And finally it was revealed that it was our good friend, Dr. Sheree Carter Scott. She wrote a book about them called If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules. She's written other books on that theme, including the one that's in front of me called If Love is a Game, These Are the Rules. She's our good friend, I'm very happy to say. Dr. Sheree, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And as I have done many years in a row, Sheree, will you be my Valentine?
I would love to be your Valentine. Why, thank you for asking.
Well, has anybody else asked you so far?
No.
Okay, well, I'm the first.
You are the first.
And I always like to do that. Anyway, we're glad you're here. And, you know, I love talking about love with you.
It's the most fun. And you do like being the first. And you usually are the first on your block for everything.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, I was telling the audience earlier, my crack team here has got all... Tomorrow's Valentine's, but all my guests tomorrow are guys.
Oh, I'm
today
sorry to hear that.
Today it's three out of four are ladies, and I got to get the jump on things. So I've got to get my Valentine's lined up today.
You betcha.
Tomorrow's not going to be so much fun because, you know, I'm not much on asking guys to be my Valentine.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the 2006 love story?
Oh, gosh. You mean in the media or you mean personally?
Pick
or
one. Where are we with love these days, Sheree?
Well, I think they're in search of love. There are a lot of people out there who are searching for love, and that's witnessed by all the internet people who are signing up to find their true love.
But are they looking for love in all the wrong places, as Mr. Mickey Gilly used to say?
I think they're having trouble finding love in any place.
I heard something on the radio the other day, it's just lunch. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. Well, it's a way that people have lunch with each other, and it's just booked through this agency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at, you know, midday, and it's not putting yourself at risk at nighttime.
Right. I mean, how bad can it get with a grilled cheese, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Or a salad. You know, women have salad for lunch. That's what we have.
Oh, I got you. All right. Sorry about that. But this wouldn't be at a rib shack, right? You probably wouldn't do that at a rib shack.
No, I think you'd probably do it at a little upscale restaurant.
It's got to be fun. That's what the commercial said.
Yeah, exactly.
And lots of people too, right? It's got to be
around you. Yes,
got to be lots of people.
Exactly.
But is that what has come to, Sheree? Is that what life has happened? Is that what's happening with love? Is it that we have to have? I mean, look, I believe outsourcing is the greatest thing to happen to the marketplace, and especially for small business. But is outsourcing the right thing for love?
Well, if you can't find love where you work, in your family, with your friends, with your extended contacts, if you can't find it in your area and you really want a partner, you know, you have to outsource it somehow, because otherwise people just aren't meeting the right people.
You're just not running into people, are you?
No, and, you know, the whole thing of sexual harassment in the workplace has really put a kibosh on people fraternizing the way they used to.
It's fraught with peril, isn't it? That whole thing.
Yes, it is. I mean, yeah. Good news and bad news. You know, it's kind of cuts both ways.
So I mean, like if a guy knows a girl in the workplace, And he says, I'm not saying I'm asking, but if I were to ask you out on a date, you wouldn't take that as sexual harassment, would you?
No, not at all.
There's nothing romantic about that, right?
Well, you know, it's just a tricky area. It's like a slippery slope.
I mean, you shouldn't have to give a, you shouldn't have to put a disclaimer with a request for a date, should you?
No, you shouldn't have to. But it's come to that.
Has it come to that?
Yeah, it has come to that. And, you know, the thing is that in the media we see all these examples of what they say love is. And in Hollywood, the sad thing is that these people have relationships that last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's not love.
And you would know that because you're out there with the guys out there in the land of fruits and nuts, right?
Yeah,
in California.
True. Yeah.
Dr. Sheree Carter Scott, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about love. She wrote the book on the topic, If Love is a Game. These are the rules, and it's still available wherever books are sold. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget to subscribe to all my to check out all the other things you have. You can listen and read, and to your little heart's content, you can also check out my blog, which is on the homepage, or go to jimsblog.biz, and you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you. You can also find Sheree Carter Scott, Doctor Sheree Carter Scott, on our show, on our website, all over. She's all over our website because she's deposited so many things with us over the years, so much wisdom and so many installments of her perspectives on life and love and business, and we couldn't do without her. The book we're working off of is the If Love is a Game, These Are the Rules book, but also she's written If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules. And Sheree, I hope you don't mind, that's my favorite.
The Success book?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. We put it on CD now.
That's a very important book, Sheree.
I love it when you say that.
Well, you know how much I love what you do, but that's my favorite. And one of the reasons it's my favorite is because your countenance is right on the cover.
Oh.
See, that's worth the price of the book.
I love it.
But see, I have an 8x10 autographed glossy suitable for framing, though. You sent me that.
Well, because so. You're special, Jim.
Well, I am special. I know that. Sheree, you've actually decided to come to the realization that you are in fact the mother of coaching.
I am.
Is that right?
I've been doing it longer and training coaches longer than anybody on this planet, and I have now acknowledged it on my website saying the mother of coaching. So there.
I love it. The mother of coaching. Now, what does that mean to people who might want to get you to help them?
It means that I started the process. I started a whole profession.
Okay,
but
how does that translate to a benefit for me, though, knowing that?
It means I've been doing it longer than anybody else.
They're dealing with the right people, right? Is that what that means?
Well, it's either that I'm a fossil or I've been, you know, it just has longevity.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You're no fossil. I know from fossils. You're no fossil. But we need to know what that website is.
It's www.drsheree.com.
And that's Dr. Sheree.
Dr.
Com.
Yeah.
Check that out. Can they find the books there too?
Sure. They
can find
all the books.
The books are wherever books are sold. They're available. And these are New York Times bestsellers, I should say.
Thank you.
Okay. Sheree. We're talking about love because this is the day before Valentine's.
Special day.
Do you know people? I know people. Do you know people who have actually found love on the internet?
Yes, I do. Actually,
and some of them successfully.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Does that amaze you?
No, it doesn't amaze me because I think it's kind of a sign of our times.
Does it trouble you?
No, it doesn't trouble me either. It doesn't trouble me. Actually, I would prefer that they find love on the internet than in a bar.
Or not find love.
Or at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, at least on the Internet, people have to put their profiles up and say what they're interested in, and there's some matching that goes on as opposed to just physical attraction, chemistry, and then it's over.
But that's, the Internet thing is really fraught with peril, isn't it?
Sure it is. Of course. It has a lot of risks, and you don't know who you're getting into, and, you know, they're predators. And if you set yourself up in that capacity and it's not effectively screened, you could be setting yourself up for... I mean, I have two sisters-in-law who have been effectively scammed by two different guys.
Wow.
I mean, completely misrepresenting themselves, and they fell for it. They didn't meet them over the Internet, though.
So do you think... Are you saying that women are more vulnerable in terms of falling for things than guys are?
I think so.
Why?
I really do. Well, first of all, there are more women and there are fewer guys, so it's like musical chairs. You know, you're looking for that chair that's going to be a match for you, and there aren't as many of them.
Well, and women, and Cherie, you know that I mean this with all the best intentions. Women are really looking for romance. They really are, and that puts a little bit of stars in your eyes, doesn't it?
Of course. I mean, all the movies that we see that show these wonderful men who are handsome and kind and just like you,
yeah.
Kind and sensitive and romantic. That's true. It really sets you up, though. I mean, and then when the guys fall short and they just want to sit around watching the game, drinking beer and playing with the remote, you know, you start feeling like, well, wait a minute, this isn't what I had in mind.
I don't play with the remote, Cherie. I own the remote. isn't it sad though that because of the dangers that it actually kind of has to, it makes us have to be a little cynical, a little too cautious.
Well, I think that could be a bit sad. But the other thing about women that's true is that women really like to partner. We don't like doing many things alone.
Yeah.
And
why is that?
Because we talk so much. Because we communicate. That's our main mode.
I'm glad you said that and not me.
Well, communication is so important to women, yeah. Whereas a man will go into his cave, you know, and be a little bear, you know. A woman will seek out someone to talk to, mm-hmm. and to share with.
Women say 26,000 words a day. Men say 12,000 words a day. Do you know that?
I'm so glad you counted them. I've been waiting for someone to come along with
Well, I don't have a life, Cherie. So these are the things I do when I'm just hanging out. I have no life, and so I count words. Give us the website again before we go to the break.
www.drcherie.com.
And it actually says on the website, I'm the mother of all coaching.
Does.
Or words to that effect, right?
Yeah.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with one of the coolest people on planet Earth, Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott. Tintail, stay with us. Oh, I'm nationwide. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott, the author, among other books, of If Love is a Game, These Are the Rules, 10 Rules for Finding Love and Creating Long-Lasting, Authentic Relationships. And Cherie, I'm thinking about what could I say to them about what I know about what you've written, what you've said, that would be the most important thing people who are looking for love right now, and when I say looking for love, we're hard by to Valentine's Day, so I'm talking about romantic love. Eros love, as the Greeks call it. And I would say, read chapter one, rule number one in your book, If Love is a Game, These Are the Rules.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, here's the title of that first rule. You must love yourself first. Cherie, I believe that whether you're dating, you're doing speed dating or internet dating or it's just lunch or whatever it might be that you're doing, that you will be more successful in finding that kind of love if you love yourself first. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. That's why I put it as the first rule. Because the way you treat yourself is the central template from which all of your relationships are formed. And the way you hold yourself, the way you relate to yourself, especially when you're imperfect, is the message that you're telegraphing to other people about how to treat you.
And don't let somebody else establish your own value. I think that's a big mistake some people make. And I think ladies make that mistake more often than not. Don't you?
Oh, I think
somebody
what happens,
else set the yes. set the rules for how what value you have.
Absolutely, set any kind of boundaries at all.
Yeah,
but you know, my favorite part of the book. I think the book is a great book. I really do, and it's just one of my favorites. But I think one of the best parts is the introduction to the book when I talk about what authentic love is and why I wrote the book in the first place.
Talk to us about authentic love.
Well, it says in here, I'll just quote myself, authentic love requires that you go deeper than the thrill of infatuation, beyond the rush of chemistry, and sometimes that you transcend the expectations of family, friends, and society. Authentic love requires that you discover and embrace your authentic self, and from that essential self, draw to you the person with whom you want to hold hands and experience the adventure of life.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that describe you and Devana?
Absolutely. No question about it. No question about it. So how do we find this authentic love?
Well, first of all, it has to do with knowing yourself and doing the work and knowing what's true about you without giving yourself up. Because there's a certain give and take in relationships, and we all know that. But you don't want to give yourself away and then wake up one day and say, I lost me. So knowing yourself and knowing what compatibility means is so important, because you don't want to just focus on the superficial things. You want to go deeper. In other words, one of the things that I cite in the book are real live examples of people who have done it well and people who haven't. And the man who marries the woman purely for her looks and the woman who marries the man purely for his money are going to be in left field these days, because money comes and goes, and looks don't last forever.
That's right.
And with all the conditions that are going around, I mean, it's a tragic situation, but you can end up like my sister-in-law, who had a double mastectomy 2 months ago, and now has lost all her hair. Now, if her husband only loved her for her looks, he would be out of luck. The good news is our relationship goes much deeper than that. And they have something that, you know, can last and endure over time.
You know, one bit of advice that I give to young people whenever the opportunity presents itself is whenever somebody says they want to marry somebody, you know, I always say, well, is this a person that you could that could you spend a whole day with that person and never touch them? Would you, if you couldn't hold their hand or kiss them or hug them or anything else, would this be a person that you'd want to just spend the day with?
Exactly.
And if you can't say yes, then you're not ready to marry that person.
That's great. That's really good advice.
And I also encourage them to make sure that the person they're marrying is at least their third best friend, maybe not their first or second best friend. You can't compete with somebody who you've known for 20 years, but somebody else, you know, somebody of your own sex or whatever. But anyway, Sheree, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day, if you don't have a sweetheart, do something nice for someone that you care about as a friend. And if you do have a sweetheart, lavish them with love and attention. At least let them know how special and precious they are to you.
Love is an equal opportunity emotion, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Hey, thanks, Sheree, for being here. Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, thank you for being my Valentine, Sheree.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, she's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.